Don, that new employee gives me the creeps.
Why is that, Yael?
I'm not sure. It's just a vibe. I guess it's the way he looks at me.
It might be the way he makes eye contact. Scientists are just starting to understand the subtle ways that social eye contact affects our sense of comfort with another person.
You're kidding.
I'm not. A team of psychologists from England studied the duration of normal social eye contact. The subject looked at videos of actors that seemed to be looking directly into their eyes for various lengths of time and reported whether they felt uncomfortable. The researchers also measured an unconscious physiological indicator of comfort, eye pupil diameter, which gets bigger when subjects are comfortable. They found that, on average, eye contact of 3.3 seconds felt most comfortable, and shorter or longer durations can feel uncomfortable.
But the real world is more complicated than the scientist's lab.
Of course it is. And the researchers found lots of variation between subjects and situations. But their work is the first step toward understanding social eye contact.
But why are psychologists interested?
Because by studying normal social eye contact, researchers will be in a better position to study the eye contact differences that clinicians have noticed in patients with an autism spectrum disorder that sometimes make people feel uncomfortable with them. Many other factors, including anxiety levels, personality, and other things, can also influence eye contact.
This is complicated stuff. Maybe I shouldn't be so quick to decide that people are creepy based on vibes and hunches.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.